Welcome to the Big Bang Daddy After Party. Who's your daddy now? A lot to sort out, so let's get to it. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, October 28, 2019. And here are three big things you need to know. Number three, the war of words over the end of auto no-fault insurance, as you know it, in Michigan, where the concept was first put into action. We'll be hearing real stories from those impacted, all part of the Auto No Fault Reality Tour commencing again today. Number two, it appears that the FBI planned and then executed an ambush on General Michael Flynn, knock him out of the Trump administration, and damage the president. The problem is the truth's coming out. And number one, the end of the line for the leader of ISIS, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, blows himself up whimpering and crying, according to President Trump. Sadly, the coward killed three of his own kids in the blast as well. No way to overstate the importance of this accomplishment. The leader of ISIS, a guy once held by the United States but released by the Obama administration, hunted down and killed in western Syria. Of course, the mainstream media underplaying the story, as you could expect. You know, not the way they overplayed the Osama bin Laden killing when Barack Obama was president, but that's okay. People know the truth. The ISIS leader was tracked down by U.S. Special Forces. There was a two-hour firefight that had all culminated there in the compound. He was trapped in a tunnel. And the president came out and announced all of this Sunday morning. Let's start with bite number five from the president announcing the death of al-Baghdadi. And who's your daddy now? It might be President Trump. Bite five, go.
U.S. Special Operations Forces executed a dangerous and daring nighttime raid in northwestern Syria and accomplished their mission in grand style. The U.S. personnel were incredible. I got to watch much of it. No personnel were lost in the operation, while a large number of Baghdadi's fighters and companions were killed with him. He died after running into a dead-end tunnel, whimpering and crying and screaming all the way.
You know, the president seemed to quite enjoy telling the story of the death of al-Baghdadi, who was responsible for the deaths of so many people, and terrorizing that entire region and declaring the caliphate did al-Baghdadi. And the president, like I said, seemed to relish the whole story. In fact, he went out and answered questions for 40 minutes after announcing the death of the number one terrorist in the world. He talked to reporters and went into a fair amount of detail, more than you would normally hear, I believe. I don't think he gave away any operational secrets, but more detail than you would normally hear. And remember, the former president, Barack Obama, told us that ISIS was a generational problem, the new normal, if you will. We were going to have to live with this for the next 20 or 30 years. It would take a generation to get rid of ISIS. Well, it didn't take a generation. It took determination from a commander-in-chief who said, this will not stand. We will not let this happen. So now you look at the policy in Syria, where the president has been roundly criticized by those on the left and some Republicans as well for his removal of a few American troops there in northeast Syria, allowing the Turks to come in and do battle with the Kurds, who they consider to be terrorists and have been terrorists to many of their national interests. Anyhow, let's go to bite number six, the president enjoying telling the story of Baghdadi's death even more. Bite six, go.
He reached the end of the tunnel as our dogs chased him down. He ignited his vest, killing himself and the three children. His body was mutilated by the blast. The tunnel had caved in on it in addition. But test results gave certain immediate and totally positive identification. It was him.
So they checked it out, obviously, and then they took apparently a piece back to confirm the DNA as well. They took a piece back to confirm the DNA. And like I said, the president, who was in the Situation Room with Vice President Mike Pence and others, I've seen the photographs, taking very seriously what happened here. The other takeaway from this in the death of Baghdadi is that no Americans were killed or wounded. One military dog suffered grievous injuries. I'm not sure if the dog survived or not. It was alive last time we checked in, but it has, well, the dog was running down there when the vest went off, obviously. Had the terrorists pinned at the back of a tunnel, then the tunnel caved in. And Baghdadi had taken three of his children down there. I don't know their ages, whether they're young or, you know, what ages they were. But what a coward. Takes his kids down there to die with him. What a good guy. You know, really good guy. Just wonder about this. But it's a huge accomplishment. No way to take away from that. The president said they were in the compound for a couple of hours. Firefight. Inside the compound. And we've got some pictures of the aftermath, but let's go to Bite 7, the description of the compound during the raid. Bite 7 with the president. Go.
We were in the compound for approximately 2 hours, and after the mission was accomplished, we took highly sensitive material and information from the raid, much having to do with ISIS, origins, future plans, things that we very much want. Baghdadi's demise demonstrates America's relentless pursuit of terrorist leaders and our commitment to the enduring and total defeat of ISIS and other terrorist organizations.
It's important. Now, for whatever reason, you remember how Obama kept going back to Bin Laden, you know, General Motors is alive and Bin Laden is dead. The big battle cry. Remember that? The big rallying cry. General Motors is alive and Bin Laden is dead. But the media not seeming to care much, almost yawning that Baghdadi has been killed by a precision raid by American Special Forces. Pretty important stuff, I'd say. I mean, I don't know how you would overstate this in the importance. And the president said it took an unusual alliance, and I want to get into that after the break, but an unusual alliance to pull this off. And I want to point that out to you because there's some confusion, it seems, in some corners here as to how many Americans should die to protect Kurds. The Kurds are allies of the United States. The Kurds are allies of the United States, have been the last 2 or 3 years fighting ISIS because everybody hates ISIS. That doesn't mean they are our friends. Let's be clear about that. Russia was our ally in World War II. Were they our friends? Obviously not. Allies are allies. The enemy of my enemy is my friend, at least for today. But long term, it's a different situation. All right. Quick break. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. And coming up in a moment, we're going to go on the road for the Auto No Fault reality tour. Don't miss any of that straight ahead on the Steve Gruber Show.
Seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you. Not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.